Unit 6. Tape script 6.1. A student visitor.
Our student from Seoul arrived on Monday.
What's her name?
Soon-hee.
That's a pretty name. What's she like?
She's really nice. I'm sure we'll get on well. We seem to have a lot in common.
How do you know that already? What does she like doing?
Well, she likes dancing and so do I. And we both like listening to the same kind of music.
What does she look like?
Oh, she's really pretty. She has big brown eyes and long dark hair.
Why don't we do something with Soon-hee this weekend? What should we do? Get a pizza? Go clubbing? What would she like to do?
I'll ask her tonight. She was a bit homesick at first, so I'm pretty sure she'll want to go out and make some friends.
Oh, how is she now?
Oh, she's okay. She called her parents and she felt much better after she'd spoken to them.
Oh, that's good. I can't wait to meet her.
Tape script 6.2. 1.
Thai food? It's delicious. It can be spicy, but it doesn't have to be.
2.
Oh, she's very nice. You'd really like her. She's the kind of person you can always go to with a problem.
3.
Not very well. He still has a temperature and a bad cough.
4.
Well, she's crazy about horses. I don't think she has any other hobbies. Oh, she plays golf sometimes.
5.
It's not very nice at all. It's raining, it's cold, and it's pretty miserable. What about where you are?
6.
A little like you, as a matter of fact. He's about the same height, tall with blonde hair, but your hair's longer and straighter than his. Other than that, you two are quite similar.
7.
It was great. Really relaxing. Lots of sunshine, good food. We did almost nothing but sit by the pool and read books for the whole 2 weeks.
8.
I like all kinds, but I suppose I like biographies and detective stories best.
Tape script 6.3. A thank you letter.
Dear Sandy and family, I just wanted to say thank you for having me as your guest in your beautiful home. I had a great time. I really enjoyed meeting your friends. You all made me feel so welcome. You know how much I missed my family at first, but you were so kind that I soon stopped feeling homesick. I can't find the words to tell you how grateful I am. I'd like to call you. What's a good time to call? You know that on my way home, I stopped to visit my aunt in Perth. It was so hot. It was over 35 degrees all the time, but I absolutely loved it. My aunt wanted me to stay longer, but I wanted to see my parents and my brother, Sang Chu. But she's invited me to go back, and I'd love to do that. I'm thinking of going next year. Anyway, I'm looking forward to hearing from you very soon. Let me know if you ever want to visit Seoul. My brother and I could take you to a norebang, a singing room. It's a bit like karaoke. Love to you all. Soon-hee. P.S. Do you like the picture of Sang Chu and me?
Tape script 6.4. 1.
They promised to bring the wine.
2.
The teacher told them to do their homework.
3.
I've just finished answering my emails.
4.
Don't forget to take your passport.
5.
He finally succeeded in passing his driving test.
6.
We asked him to move his car.
7.
I just need to go to the loo. I'll be back in a minute.
8.
I don't mind looking after your cat.
9.
Just let me finish what I'm saying.
10.
Please can you help me carry this upstairs?
11.
I hate shopping for clothes.
12.
She's really looking forward to working with us.
Tape script 6.5.
Oil. Garlic. Anchovies. Eel. Squid. Herring. Salmon. Peas. Shrimp. Pineapple. Bacon. Tuna. Sweet corn.
Tape script 6.6. 1.
Nick's really quiet and shy. He never says a word.
Yeah, his brother is much more outgoing.
2.
What's Carrie's boyfriend like?
Well, he's tall, dark and handsome, but he's not very polite. In fact, he's even ruder than Carrie.
3.
How was your lunch?
Oh, it was awful. The pizza was disgusting. We were really starving, but we still couldn't eat it.
4.
These tomatoes are really delicious. Did you grow them yourselves?
Yes, we did. All our vegetables are homegrown.
5.
Did you have a good time in London?
We had a great time. There's so much to do. It's a really exciting city. And there are so many people from all over the world. I think it's nearly as cosmopolitan as New York.
Tape script 6.7. New York.
How long have you been here in New York?
Nearly 3 years.
And are you enjoying it?
We love it.
It's great.
So what do you like best?
Oh, the atmosphere, the mixture of all kinds of people, the speed of everything. It's exciting.
I love the architecture. It's so different from London, walking the streets and looking up at all those skyscrapers.
And what about the people?
Well, New Yorkers have a reputation for being rude and unfriendly, but I don't think that's true. People are always in a hurry, but they're not unfriendly.
What I love is the great mixture of nationalities and cultures. It's got to be the most cosmopolitan city in the world.
More than London?
I think so, but they're both very mixed.
Life here seems much faster than in London. Everyone's in such a rush. Everything's done for speed. For example, I don't think people cook at home much. Everyone seems to eat out or get food delivered because it's quicker and easier.
Have you made many friends here?
I've made friends at work, mostly, but it's difficult to make friends outside of work. People are so busy. But mostly I find people pretty friendly.
Except the taxi drivers. Some of the rudest people I've ever met are New York taxi drivers.
And some of the worst drivers. Every time I sit in a taxi, I say a prayer. They drive so fast and suddenly they change lanes. And worst of all, they don't seem to know where anything is.
Yeah, you spend the entire journey giving directions. Anyway, I like using the subway. It's cheap.
Yeah, and easy to use, and it seems safe to me. Mm-hmm. We walk a lot as well. It's a lot safer now than it was 10 years ago. It's still not very clean, but it's getting better.
Do you have a car?
No, we don't. Not many of our friends do, actually. You don't really need one.
I'd hate to drive in the city. I'd be terrified. Anyway, you can get everything delivered to your door, not just food.
Don't you go shopping?
Yeah, of course we do. Not all of us can afford to shop on Fifth Avenue, you know, but it's fun to look.
Actually, the stores are great. Always open, well, nearly always, till 9 or 10 at night.
People work much later here. I wasn't expecting to work such long hours. And the holidays, vacation time. And the public holidays, they're much shorter. I only get 10 days a year. It's difficult for people like us with families in other countries. It's difficult to find time to visit them.
But generally, you're happy?
Fantastic.
It's an amazing place. But in a few years, I think I'll be exhausted and ready for a quieter life.
Tape script 6.8. London.
Alan, how long have you lived in London?
15 years.
And do you like it here?
Sure, I like it. But London is one of those cities that you love and hate at the same time.
So, first, what do you hate?
Oh, the usual big city things. The crowds, the dirt, the traffic, and, of course, the underground. It's so expensive compared with the subway in New York.
And what do you like?
Oh, a lot. Fantastic theaters. I'm an actor, so that's important for me. Great art galleries, museums. I love the Natural History Museum. Concerts, wonderful orchestras. The best of everything comes to London.
And what's best for you?
For me? Oh, I just love standing on Waterloo Bridge and looking down the river at the Houses of Parliament. And now, of course, there's the London Eye. I think it's just wonderful. And I like traveling in the black cabs. Taxi drivers here are great, so friendly. They tell you their life stories, and they know every street in London, not like in New York.
And what about the people? What do you think of Londoners?
Generally speaking, I think that they do live up to their reputation. They are reserved. It takes a while to get to know people. They won't tell you about themselves. You say to an American, "How are you?" And you get, "Oh, man, I'm just great. I got the promotion, and I love working here in Dallas or Denver, Detroit or Delaware, etc." You know, they ask an Englishman, "How are you?" And you get, "Fine, thank you."
So the stereotype's true.
Yeah, they're pretty reserved. They don't like giving personal details, but they complain a lot about life generally. They seem much less positive about life and much more cynical than Americans. They grumble about transport and politicians and money and how much things cost at work.
So we're a miserable lot then.
Oh, no, not really. Free time is really important to the British. I think for many Americans, work is the most important thing in their lives. Americans work much longer hours. In Britain, they get more vacation time and time off.
And still they grumble.
Yeah.
You've been in London 15 years. Has it changed in that time?
Oh, yeah, a lot. Especially the shops. They stay open much longer now. They used to close every Wednesday afternoon. Now, people in the States could never believe that. Oh, and the food.
Everyone says English food is terrible, is it?
Well, when I first came, it was terrible. It was so hard to get good food. Nowadays, it's not hard at all. London has some great restaurants. My favorite here is the Indian food. It's fantastic. I think we have one of the best right here on our street. Just the best.
You live in South London. Do you like it there?
Very much. I love the mix of cultures and nationalities in every street.
How long do you think you'll stay here?
Oh, I don't know. Maybe 5 more years? Maybe forever.
Extra Ideas. Units 4 to 6. Song. Why does it always rain on me?
I can't sleep tonight. Everybody's saying everything's all right. Still I can't close my eyes. I'm seeing a tunnel at the end of all these lights. Sunny day. Strangest feeling, you belong. Why does it always rain on me? Is it because I lied when I was 17? Why does it always rain on me? Even when the sun is shining, I can't avoid the lightning. Oh, where did the blue skies go? Saying everything's alright. Still I can't close my eyes. I'm seeing a tunnel at the end of all these lights. Sunny days, where have you gone? I get the strangest feeling. You belong. Why? shining. I can't avoid the light.